time for little victories with Allie and DZ.
Who hasn't ruined their credit once or twice? I mean,
or three times. Who knows?
It happens. But it's only up from here, right?
Every time.
Only up. Only up, everybody. Little victories is how we start in the show, and it's about the way to find the positive in whatever's going on in your life. And my little victory last night.
What?
Ah, it was amazing. Owen is now in middle school. He's in seventh grade.
Big man.
It was his first orchestra concert.
Which I didn't go to.
You'll go to the one
I'll go to the next one, the next one.
There's like four of these things. You'll come to the next one.
Perfect.
He didn't even want me there, if you want me to be honest, okay?
That's why we want to go, because we know they don't want us there.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And long story short, my little victory is he took a picture with me at the end of the night. He was like, Mom, no. Because we had a whole talk before where he looked at me and he goes, no pictures till after. And I go, fine, after.
Okay.
So then after comes and I go, let's go take a picture.
Yeah, Mom, ready with the camera? Picture time?
No, outside. I was so mad. So if you see this wacky picture on my Facebook page, I put it on my Instagram story. If you see this dark picture outside a building with me and Owen that's blurry, it's because he made me go in the car. I had to put my coat on to go outside to take the coat.
Of course.
To take the picture.
Because it's cold out.
That's how much he didn't want to be seen taking this picture with me. So little victory is we took one.
We took the picture. At least one. Took the picture.
I have a memory, okay?
Baby dubs. Yep.
So, outside in the cold, after, but we did it.
But we did it. You got the picture. Moment locked.
He's so embarrassed.
You ain't going to get a picture next time.
Catch
this last dub right now.
DZ, the only reason I get a picture is because he doesn't want me to make a scene. Let's be real. What's your little victory?
Well, my little victory is, last night, I got a really cool call.
Oh,
I necessarily can't say too much more.
Oh, my God, what?
But
don't you do this to me. What?
It feels like a very dope opportunity. That's all I'll say.
How are you going to do this to me and the listeners?
Little victory is that y'all just going to have to, you know, listen for the next little victories, and then I can hopefully update.
Oh, this is going to be like an ongoing saga.
Maybe it's a one-off. I don't know.
This better not be like you got invited to be on the next flag football league. I'm going to be irritated if that's the announcement.
You're just going to have to
it
wait.
It better be something awesome.
Hey, it's a little victory, and I feel really good this morning about the call I got last night. So okay. y'all go ahead and say what you want, feel what you want, but I'm winning today, baby.
You're going on The Price is Right.
Getting closer.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Weba.
We made it, DZ. We made it. Mm-hmm. Friday, November 22nd. And next week is Thanksgiving, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to go hungry the next couple of days just to make sure I'm hungry.
You're going
to
starve yourself so you can really eat on Thursday?
I call it full intermittent fasting. Full intermittent.
I am so in on that for sure. Thanksgiving, hard to believe, less than a week away. And a week from today is Black Friday.
Yeah.
So it's go time.
It's go time. Mm-hmm. I'm out of the Black Friday game. I'm not even going to lie.
Honestly, I was never in the Black Friday. Can I be real?
Started 2 weeks ago anyway.
I was. Well, now that everything's online.
And
same.
On sale, yeah.
Same.
You're not getting no better deals. And honest, unless you know the like gems of where to go, where you're about to get 90% off. Don't come at me with no Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, I'm good. I do it all online now, and I'm with you. You just have to look for the deals. Mm-hmm. And you save yourself so much headache and sleep. You actually sleep in now.
And Amazon Prime got another something going on soon, I'm sure. They always got it. So, yeah, the deals are always plentiful. I'm not worried about it.
Why does it feel like they always have Amazon? Now it's like Prime days are all day, every day. Does anyone else feel that in their soul?
Is that a thing? Because that's what it does feel like.
It does feel like that for sure. So either way, Am I the Jerk has to do with Black Friday today.
Oh, speaking of the holidays.
We have Dumpster Fire Dating is back.
Going crazy.
I did reach out to the guy who texted me. Remember we talked about it last week on Dumpster Fire?
That one guy.
The guy who reappeared and sent me a booty call. I did reach back out after the show last Friday, and we exchanged some texts.
Some words?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all was politicking?
So I have another update. He was upset. He felt like I left a part of the story out.
What do you mean?
He said that I did not tell the full story when I told it on the air. That was what his feedback was. So I said, all right. right, next Friday, done.
You call in.
You be on the air, guys.
You air it out, what?
Yeah, so an update on dumpster fire dating, and then our last chance at Post Malone. Jelly Roll tickets at Wrigley Field at 7:45. We're on fire.
We're on fire. And what would DZ do? How you gonna forget me like that?
And what would DZ do?
Hating.
And the question of the day.
Oh, what?
In fact, are you ready?
Come on now.
Are you ready?
Come on now.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Since I'm going on vacation next week.
Evil laugh.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm going with my family and they're going to drive me crazy. You jerk. I deserve that though. Vacation my ass. No, I'm going on vacation to see my family for Thanksgiving, but this is what I want to know. A lot of people stay here or stay at their house or host. I want to know, you hosting or you going this year? I'm going. I'm not hosting. I'm going to my mom and dad's. Where are you going, DZ?
We're also going. Yeah.
You're going. Honestly, you're not hosting.
Think about it. Right now with littles and the fact that all the other families littles.
No thanks.
We're all going. We're all meeting.
That's grandma and grandpa's?
Grandma and grandpa's. We make the rotation. Good. We figure it out. And my mom's in the middle of like a move right now.
Oh.
She's moving houses, y'all. News to you, news to me. Oh, yep. Yay. Geez.
Okay, so she's just not even thinking about Thanksgiving.
So
then
she's probably just going to tag along and we're going to do one big family hodgepodge Thanksgiving this year.
You better buy the Syndic's bag and a meal in a bag like I did 1 year. That was great. I bought the whole Thanksgiving dinner at Syndic's.
They got a meal in a bag?
It's not in a bag, but you can buy the turkey, you buy all the sides, and then I had friends over when I didn't go anywhere. And I hosted.
We're not cooking nothing.
No.
What?
No. No, I didn't cook either. No. I just bought it ready.
No, we're not worried about food at all. Like, we might bring a side because Aaron likes to cook, but what? I'm showing up with my plate empty because I need to fill it.
Well, you can text us, you can call us, or you can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app, 414-533-1037. You know, last year I was with my friend Callie because, you know, my family doesn't live here and we used to all get together and now we're starting to do our own things. And so Callie had me over with her family. And so this year she's like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And I was like, oh, I'm going to be out of town. Thanks for thinking of me. She goes, ooh, thank God. We're going to the Packer game. And I didn't want to have to.
She was feeling bad that she was like, going to be out.
I didn't want to let you down this year because we're not hosting. And I went, oh, thank God.
If we needed to get a few more tickets, I was just trying to figure it out right now. Because y'all would have been coming with us. Yeah, naturally.
She was so relieved that I was not going to be here.
Woo! Brow white.
Yeah, so let us know. You staying or you going? We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so the question is, are you coming or going? Are you traveling or hosting? DZ, that sounded bad. are you going or are you hosting?
No, we going.
Yeah.
We going. We're not staying. We're going. Mm-hmm. Our house, it's not built to really host. Mm-hmm. We'd be eating in all different places. We got to eat in kitchen, bro. Yeah. We don't have a formal dining room in our home, so nah.
Carl and Indy's coming home.
He said,
I'll be going to my parents in Cedar Lake, Wisconsin, nearby Slinger, and then we're going to my sister's in West Dallas, and Saturday I'm going to the Bucks game.
Wepa!
If you don't meet Carl at the Bucks game, DZ, I've met him. You better meet him. He listens on the Odyssey app.
I'm gonna see you there, Carl.
It's gonna be awesome. All right, let's go to. Why don't we start with Audrey in Racine this morning? Yeah, you heard me.
No.
Retroit. Where were we? Audrey, are you going to Retroit or are you hosting?
No, so we actually don't celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving.
Go on.
What?
My whole family works in corrections, so they never have a day off.
Got it.
It's like when we used to, many years in radio, I worked Thanksgiving. I'm talking from like the first 15, probably. I mean, I'm with you on that. A lot of people are working. I didn't even think you might be working.
You might be working. Mm-hmm. And not to say sorry, because it's great. You're getting that money, honey. But it sucks.
My wrestling family, we are doing it on Thanksgiving.
The two sides. So you are going to get a little Thanksgiving. Nice. It's just not with the correction side.
Sure.
Very nice. Well, that's awesome.
I'm super excited for that.
It's with the Choke Slam family, not the Body Slam family.
Hey, whatever works.
Audrey, I know you get it.
Dude, I'm not a wrestler, but I kind of get it, so I get it. Audrey, have a great time with your wrestling family.
Thank you. I will. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Mandy in Lake Geneva texted in. She said the 10 of us are going to the buffet at Kenosha Brewing Company. Oh,
Pottawatomie
has two buffets on Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving?
Baby! And you can pick one. There's one that's like 80 and there's one that's like 40. And I was like, my mouth was salivating.
And I got one that's 90 or 100 because I'm down for that one too.
I didn't even think. I said next year if I'm home, I'm going to Pottawatomie and I'm going to play all day and then I'm going to eat. I was like, why didn't I think of that if you want something to do that's not traditional? And
that's a different
game. And our coworker said they go every Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They go to Pottawatomie. That's their tradition.
They got a buffet there too on Wednesday, like a pre-thing?
No. But they just, it's
oh, their, they just go. They just go to hang out.
You know, it's Blackout Wednesday?
Yeah.
Our coworker said every year her family.
Potto Wednesday.
For years, they go to that's what they do. Isn't that funny?
I've never been anywhere besides like a home.
Same.
We've never gone out to eat for Thanksgiving.
Same.
I'd be down, especially a buffet. What?
I haven't either, but I'm willing to.
Next year?
Yes.
What's up?
Say less.
What's
I'm
up?
In. I'm in.
We'll figure it out. We got to get through this year
first.
Yeah,
we do. Let's go to Lori the OG and Timmerman.
Wow.
At Timmerman Airport, you know. What up, Lori?
What up, my peep? Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You traveling or you hosting?
Nope. Unfortunately, my mom passed away 23 years ago, and I have been the matriarch of the family since then, so I'm always hosting. My only upside to that is it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because only during the holidays, I make everything from scratch. And for the past 2 years, I have been teaching my 9-year-old granddaughter how to bake pies from scratch, how to do the turkey, and her pies came out beautiful last year.
I love that, Lori, and you're right. It is a lot of work. You really have to want it and enjoy taking care and cooking for your family. You have to enjoy it.
You have to cook with love to cook for things like this.
When you're doing from scratch, it's a lot more work. And my that's the only time we do stuff from scratch as well. And I tell you, by the end of the day, leave me alone.
Makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scratch is the love part.
And that's the thing is, I love cooking. I spent quite a few years as a chef at the Heinemann's restaurant down in the First Star Bank building.
Oh, I don't think I knew
that. When they were in business. And, I still dream of, I can make the rolls, but my mom made the best Parker House rolls you could ever imagine.
Fluffy.
You're
making me hungry. We gotta go.
We know is pack us the to-go before everybody else gets a plate, okay? And then just set it to the side. We'll scoop.
If you want me to train Owen, I can give him some lessons.
I'm sending him over. Bye, Lori.
Sammy's on the way, too. Okay, bye.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
Love you, too. Somebody texted and said they're traveling from Hartford to Muskego, LOL. Big Brother's hosting. That's still traveling.
That's still traveling. If it's not at your house, I don't care if it's down
traveling.
The block. You're traveling.
Mm-hmm. Lisa in West Dallas, our girl, texted in and said, we cook a full meal for our family of four. 15-pound turkey and all the fixing. It's our day. You go, Lisa.
That's actually lit. And that respect for y'all for making it your day and a family day.
Well, and you remember how I said my friend Callie was all nervous because they're going to the Packer game on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And she was worried I wouldn't have anywhere to go. Somebody else texted in and said, going to the Packer game. Go, Pack, go.
So I love the traditions.
It's going to be a fun day for people attending the game. That's different. Let's go to Nick in Waukesha. He's working on a theme song here. Hi, Nick.
Day four?
I guess.
Guys.
Yeah, good morning.
I didn't get to talk to you guys yesterday, so that should have been four, but today should have been five.
He's like Kyla. He's starting
y'all
over.
Y'all talk to me, but then, I didn't get on air. So.
Well, we run out of time, so we have callers lined up, and then we can't get to you. So that's, and if you don't get on, unfortunately, if you don't get on. So basically what I'm saying is Lori could have screwed you.
Yep.
Anyone else on the air could have screwed you if they talk too much.
We could have screwed you over because we talk too much.
It's usually us. I'm just deflecting.
It is normally us.
Are you traveling for Thanksgiving or are you hosting?
I'm traveling. My daughter is and I are going to her grandma's, my ex-mother-in-law's house for Thanksgiving. So.
Nice. That's
their
cool.
Ex-mother-in-law. I love that. That's healthy.
That's a blended family right there. And she probably cooks the best.
And then it's they're celebrating Izzy's birthday on that day too.
His daughter.
That's right.
Very nice. Well, happy birthday to Izzy. And
big age.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Lay you back. Peace, man. Have a great day.
Brittany in Milwaukee texted and said, going to my mother-in-law's house, but, what does she say? I'm going to my mother-in-law's house, but...
Oh, is it the way our text is breaking down?
I hate our text so much. But I was also supposed to bring my homemade sourdough rolls. I hope that's what she said. Brittany, I'm sorry. It's not you, it's us.
Sourdough rolls do sound good, though.
Oh, Saucy Sandra said, I'm going to the bar Misfit Thanksgiving. Of course you are. You're going to a bar, Saucy. We know you.
Shout out, Sauce.
Speaking of crazy, Ryan's in Calabama. This is the Wild Bunch.
It is. Here we go. Throwing down on a Thanksgiving.
Oh. You, Saucy, and Amanda and Racine are three unpredictables in the regulars.
You got that right. You never know what's going to get thrown down with us.
Ryan, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're traveling this year. We are sad to say traveling.
Wait, why sad?
I wish I wasn't.
Where are you going? Yeah. All your family's in Calabama, Caledonia.
We're going to Cottage Grove.
Oh.
That's fun.
That's fun. You're going up north. You're going north.
Yeah, you want to know why it's fun?
Why?
30-pack of beers brought and a bottle of whiskey. That's all you got to do with the in-laws around here.
What did he say?
He said 30-pack of beer brought and a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, you're going to be drunk. Oh, Ryan. Well, you won't be
alone. You want to deal with in-laws? You want to deal with in-laws? That's how you deal with in-laws.
Ryan, you're on the radio. They can hear you. Hold on. Hold on.
The horses?
No.
You're holding. Oh, what are we holding?
Messages,
horses?
The voice messages.
Oh, we holding voice messages.
So you can send us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's your last day to get entered for that Taylor Swift trip to see her on the final night of the Eras Tour.
Sorry to say, it is the last day. Get it in while you can.
But to get qualified, you listen to us on the Odyssey app for 1 hour today, and that will get you entered, okay?
Just you go.
Search out 103.7 KISS FM. Log in your profile so we know you listen for an hour. Right. And then you're entered, and you'll get a notification.
You go log in and listen. We'll do the rest, okay?
So you can leave us a voice message, though, right on the Listen Live page. And it looks like we got one. Listen to this.
Morning, Allie and DZ. Danny from Oak Creek going to Orange Friday at Fleet Farm. Woo!
When I say DZ and I ran to Google Orange Friday at Fleet Farm as soon as we could.
I ran to the comment section. What the hell is Orange Friday?
Hell if I know, but we found out.
Shout out to the hunters out there.
This is so Wisconsin. This is so Wisconsin that it's Orange Friday before Deer Widows Weekend, by the way.
Well, that's why they're doing it, because everybody's literally on the way out. So they're going, yeehaw, we're going to catch y'all. Yeah, buddy, come get these sales. Grab your rifles and come to Fleet Farm. I don't know why everybody's got an accent now.
Because we always do that with the, I don't know why it goes hillbilly because there's so many hunters in Wisconsin without the accent.
I should do the UP accent, but it just goes south for me for some reason.
Because when you think of the country, you think of the south for some reason, but there's country everywhere you go.
True.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the sticks is country.
Look.
The north is country.
If you're not at Orange Friday, though, at Fleet Farm, not an ad.
Not, but it should be. Because what are we still doing here?
How have I been in the state 20 years? I didn't know about Orange Friday.
When was the last time you hunted?
Never.
That's why.
Never.
Why do I not know about it?
Zero interest.
Never hunted.
I shot a gun once at a gun range, and that was enough.
I've shot some guns.
I tried it, so you can't say I've never done it, you know? Yeah. So you can't lecture me, and then I moved on with my life, and I'm good.
Word. Yeah, I don't have an interest in hunting. Yeah, but that's a conversation for another day.
Conversation for another day.
Because we got a different conversation to have right now.
What would DZ do is actually centered around someone we know?
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to throw him under the bus? Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, what else are we supposed to do?
We're not.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on KISS FM.
Okay, so I have a very good, guy friend that you know, DZ, that you've met.
Uh-huh.
And he's having an issue. They think the person, he's married.
Okay.
They have a kid.
Okay.
And him and his wife think that the cleaners stole from them. And so get this.
Mm.
His wife had an engagement ring sitting out, and they can't find it to this day.
Okay.
And so they've looked. Luckily, it was insured, so it was covered.
Oh, clutch.
Thank God.
Clutch.
Thank God.
Bro, rings are expensive.
Thank God. But they've still employed the cleaner because they have no proof, and they feel bad because they're like, well, what if?
Wait, what do you mean they still employ? Oh, the cleaner's still working with them, for them, whatever.
They didn't fire the person who cleans their house.
Mm.
Even because they have no proof, and they are also having this moment of, did I leave it? She's thinking, I didn't leave an engagement ring, but they wondered, did our son?
I mean, you take your hand, you know, took the ring off, wash your hands.
You know how many cars Hudson put down the vents when he was little? And they have a kid
Oh, trust me. I know. My Apple Watch got taken out the vent one day.
Well, at least you could locate it. It went,
that part.
the vent was singing. So basically, he was like, what would you do? And I'm like, I can't believe you still let the cleaner come into your house. And he goes, we don't have proof.
Yeah.
He goes, we're not sure, but we also know that it's very unlikely she would have lost her ring. She thinks she left it sitting on the, on like, you know, the counter one day. And
put it in its place type thing.
He said, our son just didn't have access to it that day. So that was the only reason. We don't think it was him, but we don't have proof and nothing else has ever been missing.
Right. I hear it.
So he's telling me this, and I'm like, but you didn't fire them? No, because we feel bad because we don't know if they stole it.
But the ring's been missing.
Missing for a long time. And like I said, they got the money back, but now they're like, what do we do? And I'm like, first of all, I don't know. Because yeah. I know one person who got something stolen from a cleaner when it was my old boss. And I was in Albuquerque, and this was 25 years ago, and they would come into the radio station, and this person was so dumb. They took, my old boss had checks out at the time on his desk, like a dummy.
Got the blank checks
out? But what's so dumb is they you could trace a check.
Well, obviously you could trace a check.
It's so easy. So
but that doesn't mean you're not going to get the money first.
They got the money, but we were able to tie it back to the cleaners that they had. And this was, again, the only time in 25 years I've seen somebody steal something. It happens, but it's like anything. It's a risk.
It's a liability.
Let somebody in your house, right? Mm-hmm. But he's like, we know them. So it's like weird.
And they probably have some level of trust because clearly you get to know them. You've allowed them into your house. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's around your family or not, but if you're leaving them alone with your property, that means you trust them to a certain degree.
And you don't want to accuse someone.
No.
So it's like, he's like, I don't want to go up and be like, well, this ring's missing. Because then, like, it's obviously they're not going to be like, well, I took it. What are they going to say? They're going to be like, I don't have it. And if they, and then, so it's either you're accusing them and they didn't do it, or you're accusing them and they're not going to tell you.
Okay.
What would you do? This is so hard.
Well, trust me, it isn't that hard in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And correct me if I'm wrong. And if anybody disagrees, you're welcome to join, obviously.
Yeah.
But the two things that stand out to me is the fact that they got a kid. They got a youngin'.
Which is possible. He could have grabbed it.
In any moment. And they said, oh, no, they didn't have access. You don't actually know that.
Kids are so quick.
You turn around for a half a second, that little boy or little girl? A little boy. Okay, that little boy would have gone.
Oh.
You know, listen.
When I tell
Sammy
you.
Sammy and Danny.
You've been in my house, DZ. When I tell you, I have vivid memories of turning my head and Hudson standing on the dining room table holding onto my chandelier. That chandelier. And I'm like, get down. Like, how did he get up there? He was a toddler. I was like, get the hell down.
And you were just looking at him. So how did he do that so fast?
Swear to you.
These kids got fast fingers.
They're quick.
Hanging
from the chandelier. I didn't make that up ever. In a diaper, by the way. I didn't make that up.
What else would he be in? So, no. High key, I think that there could have been a situation where the days mesh together.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I'm taking my ring off for the night or whatever. You put it in its little place or its holder. And you thought you did that because you've done it 1,000 times before. But it's maybe not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm at with this is the fact that they've got insurance and the fact that they've still employed this cleaner.
They keep the cleaner.
You keep the cleaner and you keep the money because it's simple as this. If you do find the ring, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Great.
Then you
it's
do have lo- you
it's
have
been
to contact
so long they had to claim. It's been so long they already did.
And if you got the claim, then the what is the reparations for that ring has already been paid.
Mm-hmm.
You're
doesn't
good.
Mean it's okay somebody stole from you though.
If they did, they have zero actual proof, and this is why I do say cameras are valid because they clearly don't got cameras or not in the area where they needed them at. I don't feel bad for them.
Someone said,
I think they got to go with this.
Put up a camera. You can get a cheap one these days and put another ring or something else that like to bait them kind of thing.
Why would you do that?
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Step into my courtroom and I'll tell you, DZ. I would do it to trap them. That's why. Somebody else said.
Instead of confronting them and just making it awkward, you're making it more awkward.
I wouldn't want to confront them. This would be awkward. Somebody said they should ask the cleaner if they have seen it when they've been cleaning. If they took it, hopefully they'll feel guilty and bring it back. Yeah, right.
Well, they don't know your life.
Yeah, right.
They might not know you've made the claim, right?
This also, I said this happened once. Another story. I had a nanny who I fired for stealing from me.
Yeah.
I had amazing nannies. This one got fired years ago. She's the worst. And I still to this day cannot prove. I'm pretty sure she stole. Pretty I know sure. she stole other stuff, but I cannot. I can't prove she stole the jewelry. I could almost promise she stole the oval like ring and earrings I got when I was married, which were to represent Owen. So luckily, it was for my ex-husband, so I'll live. But
you'll survive.
The same time, it was for my kid. And so to this day, they're missing. And I'm like, nobody else was in my house, and nobody else was stealing from me but her. So, but I can't prove it. This was years ago.
I've only had one person that I know of steal from me, and it wasn't somebody I knew. It was a stranger, and it was on a family vacation. There was like the cleaners at the hotel.
Yeah,
they went through my stuff. They went through probably all of our stuff.
Yeah.
And it happened. It happens.
My brother-in-law had a watch missing in Hawaii.
You take the L if it is insured. I think you run with it if you do end up finding it, because things have happened. What if you all of a sudden, random example, get your ducts cleaned?
You clean your vents.
Find
the ring in the vent.
And then what do? You've already made the claim. Now you do have to contact the insurance company, or else you're committing insurance fraud, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So I say take it, run with it. Hopefully you find it. As long as it's not like a family heirloom or something, I don't know.
Let's take the calls and texts. Vanessa in Muskego texted in and said, I sleep with my ring on. If I wash my hands, it goes in my pocket and right back on. Don't trust nobody.
That's why they say don't take your ring off when you wash your hands.
Yeah, well, it's easier said than done, I guess.
Right.
All right, we're going to talk to you next.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Autumn in Waukesha texted in and said FBI Allie has to put her mice thief cap on to solve the case. You know what, Autumn?
Mice thief cap. Get out of here.
You're right, Autumn, though. We are going to put the cap on. So I know a guy and his wife, and they have a kid, and they have these cleaner that they think might have taken her engagement ring, but they can't prove it.
They just feel like they did.
Because it's missing, and they don't feel like the kid took it.
They're still employing them. You don't feel like they did that much.
That's the thing, because they don't have proof, and they don't know what to do from here. So let's just start with FBI, the real FBI, Lisa in West Dallas, who's our PI.
Said the real FBI.
Let's be real. That's what she does for a living. Lisa.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
You heard the call, huh?
Yes, we're putting you on the case.
Oh, man. So I've been doing investigations for 20 years, not to make myself sound old, but, you know, that's how long I've been a PI.
You're not old. No, you're seasoned.
There you go.
You're not old. You're seasoned.
You're a veteran.
There you go.
I'm a seasoned PI. So my advice is to, you know, get a little surveillance camera in a common area of the house and then set out a little decoy and see what happens.
Okay. What would the decoy be, though, right? Because this
another
had to have been
shiny item. You know, just like a cheap, shiny ring, something that looks nice. You can get a nice-looking fake ring off of Amazon for like $20.
That's true.
Just, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to this. Saucy Sandra. I'm so sad she didn't get in. She texted in and said, my brother or sister-in-law stole my ring and pawned it. I didn't find out till a year after she died. It was in a lockbox.
Wait.
What? They stole it and pawned it?
But then had it?
And then got it back?
And then had it in a lockbox?
Oh, they needed the money.
She must have found out they stole it after she died, but it was in a lockbox.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she's saying check out pawn stores. I actually suggested that to him, and he said it's been too long. He's like, dude,
you don't think so?
No, because he's like, well, we just claimed the insurance, and we just didn't want to fire this person because we didn't have any proof. And I'm like, I understand.
My guess would be somebody did, take it, resell it, pawn it.
Or it's going to pop up one day.
Or it's inside the vents, and then you're going to feel crazy. But either way, the insurance claim is already made.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of the decoy, right? Yeah. Like, just move on from it.
Well, you could put the camera up in case it ever happens again.
Definitely put the camera up, but I don't.
With the decoy.
Okay, Lisa.
Lisa, that's your profession. You know what? I ain't stepping on your toes, bet.
Have a great day, Lisa.
Bye.
That's funny. All right. She had some good points. Let's go to Adrian. How about him next? Hi, Adrian.
Wepa.
Morning.
What do you think?
Good morning.
What do you think my friend and his wife should do? Just keep the person employed? They can't prove she stole anything. They don't know.
Nah. Like, leave that alone.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, like you said, Ali, you can't prove it. I mean, added security in the home, guys, put a camera. Because on the other end, you never know.
Well, and let's be real. I have accused people of things that they did not do because I was impulsive and was like, and then I went, oh, never mind, here it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oops, my bad. Nobody wants to be that guy.
Never.
On the other hand, I got a little terrorist in my house.
So, and we know what that means.
All I'm gonna say is if they have sectionals, if they have any type of furniture with cup holders.
Oh.
Pull it apart.
Lift those cup holders up and down in there. Because let me tell you something. When we moved,
are you thinking?
Even before we moved, we were finding stuff down in the cup holders.
DZ's eyes got so big when you said that.
If you've ever watched like That's So Raven or something, mm-hmm. like I had this like flash of what might have happened, mm-hmm. right? Adrian, you just gave me goosebumps, dog. Mm-hmm. What if, hear me out, there's...
Okay.
They're cleaning, mm-hmm. grabbing toys out of the sofa.
And it got thrown.
You put your hand inside the cushion, yes. inside something.
Yes.
Your hand comes out. Ring mm-hmm. slips off. Now it's inside the couch, rattling around in there. Mm-hmm. You better not get rid of that couch if you haven't.
Dude, now I want to go look for the ring.
I want to go take. I tear this couch apart.
Well, yeah, go on, Adrian's. What? What? He says there's more.
There's one more thing.
What? Go on.
Hire Ace Ventura.
Bye, Adrian.
Bye.
I hung up on him.
Somebody texted in and said, I noticed my cleaner's purse was looking bulky one day. I could see in her purse she had items from my house. Fired, yet caught red-handed. Yeah, when I fired the nanny who was stealing from me, she was taking all kinds. It was from food to other things. And I remember being like, I'll give you food. Like, I give you food.
If you're hungry, eat,
I bro. Give you extra. Like, I do things for you, and you're still stealing. It was ridiculous. I'm getting mad thinking about it. Fine. Emily's in Milwaukee, last but not least, even though Adrian's advice was great.
And you know we got love for you, man. I didn't mean to hang up on you. You
yes,
just
you
had
did.
The Ace Ventura
you
line.
Meant it.
Goofball.
Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I hope you liked my message the other day. Sorry.
Man.
Emily, your voice message ripping on DZ because the Packers won with your dad in the background. I was dying.
Oh, he's a whole different story. You guys would love him.
She goes, hit it, dad.
Right. Y'all duet over there. Listen, you're lucky you're cool people, man, because y'all be instigating and y'all know how to make a sting.
Yeah, but
what's up?
You.
What's up, Emily?
Because I care.
So. Emily, leave us lots of voice messages, please, on the Odyssey app. In the meantime,
I'll see my parents this weekend, and I'll make them do one.
Perfect.
What's your advice in the meantime?
So I have three things really fast. So
okay.
I think cameras are smart, especially in this day of age.
Yeah.
You can say, like, hey, I'm putting it up because I have a kid, which is valid. You should maybe have cameras up if you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't need to be like that. The second thing I would do is I'd start locking up some of your valuable stuff. I had a roommate who stole from me a lot, and I had to get baby-proofing for an adult.
Baby-proofing for an adult.
The worst.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got important items, get a safe. Yeah. Get a lockbox. Get a something. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
People cross the
line,
that's for sure.
Well, and they noticed it. They were like, oh, like, you're locking your stuff up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because you steal from me. And
mm-hmm.
So they were aware of it. But then the third thing I would do is, I'm going to echo kind of what everyone else said, I would ask about it. But I'd ask about it not so much in, like, I think you did this kind of way, but in a, like, I'm really worried that I lost my engagement ring.
Mm-hmm. Could you keep an eye out for it?
Let me know.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't steal it, like, they're going to be on the lookout for it.
Yeah.
That's the person.
Because they don't want, and if they did, they're going to be awkward.
I'm very awkward.
But like, you know they know kind of thing.
Right. Well,
I think Emily might win the advice today.
I'm sending this whole segment to him and his wife from the Odyssey app, and thank you, Emily.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. I do too, girl. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Uepa, buenos dias.
So much happening on the show today. So not only is Am I the Jerk coming up, we have your last chance at Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets, and then we have Dumpster Fire Dating. I did talk to the guy we spoke about last week who had, you know, sent me the late night text out of nowhere.
Mr. Doubleback?
A year later after I dated this guy, I heard from him. So I talked to him after the show last Friday.
Oh, he heard?
And he felt like I didn't tell the whole story. He said, I'm going to go listen back. And then he's like, dude, you didn't tell the whole story. I'm like, yes, I did. So we're going to talk about that on Dumpster Fire Dating.
Since we didn't tell the whole story, we're going to make sure we tell
Fine.
The whole story.
I'll throw myself under the bus too. Why not? And then after that, by the way, they found the missing kayaker who faked his own death.
I saw that.
In Watertown.
I saw that.
And you know we went off about that this week. I got stuff to say. We'll talk. And a lot of people have seen that. We're discussing.
Yeah, naturally, right?
Hell no. I could not wait to talk about this one.
Chill out.
Okay, I want to get to our voice messages, though, from the Odyssey app. Because yesterday on Am I the Jerk, we were talking about, am I the jerk for warning my son that his mom's about to snap?
Right.
And we were laughing and making jokes about the mom getting ready to snap and like throwing a chonkla at the kid's head. Yeah. And we were giggling.
Yeah.
And haha. And then we got a voice message from someone who was not too thrilled about our narrative yesterday.
So
I am more than willing to address when you guys have issues. So let's see what she says.
Hi, my name is Anastasia, and I just wanted to say that for one, I want to say let's stop with the fiery Latino narrative.
I don't know.
We're not all angry. We don't all yell, and we don't all throw chanclas. I can regulate my emotions, and I think that that mom should learn how to regulate her emotions. Now, is there a time for yelling? Of course. But this dad is saying that she snaps on a regular basis and that it's causing anxiety in their son. So I don't think he's the jerk. Time to learn how to regulate emotions as parents. And like you said, apologizing is okay.
Girl.
And it's right. It's the right thing to do.
I'm still working on regulating my emotions.
She agreed with us.
I go to therapy every 3 weeks for this. I mean, come on. No, but seriously, I heard her message. And at first, I was like, oh, she took it personally. And then I took it personally. And I went, wait, hold on.
She was upset about the fiery Latina mom narrative.
She doesn't like the stereotype. She thinks it's a stereotype.
Well,
and DZ, the Colombian.
Scratch his head and goes, well, if the shoe fits.
Oh, God.
No.
I thought you were going to say.
No, I'm sorry. The reality is stereotypes come from a real place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am glad that you, Anastasia, have found the best way for you to regulate your emotions.
And broken the cycle.
That's great. Does that mean you do it every single time to the best of your abilities? I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Because good for you.
The way you were talking made it seem like you've got it figured out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you said there's a time for yelling, right? So that means we all don't necessarily got to figure it. We all snap.
So that's what, yeah.
Some more than others. We're not being judgmental.
Yeah.
We were kind of making light of the situation going, yeah, Hispanics are more, loud, more fiery, more whatever.
I thought the fiery Latina was a compliment, quite honestly, because I think people with some personality and some fire in their soul and passion, I don't know. I don't take it as an insult, because I would take someone saying, you're abusing someone. Nobody's saying that. We're just giggling, and it's, I don't think she's actually hurting her kid.
No.
If she was hurting her kid, I'd be horrified.
Do you think we would have talked about it if we thought there was harm being
brought on
this child? Do you think his dad would have just wrote in?
But I also don't want to be insensitive to other people and stereotypes that might affect them in their life, because people, I don't want to be woke. I do want to be woke. I do want to know if from other people's perspectives and experiences and what they, what their life is like and how it affects them. But if it's, I can receive input.
True. But being fiery doesn't equate to being mean.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think so either.
How many times have I said, Allie, I'm not angry. I'm not this. I'm not like, I just talk loud and I use emotions and I'm animated. And people are like, oh, dang.
Me too.
Chill, DZ.
That's my loud Jewish family.
Yeah.
And you could say now I'm stereotyping, but I can tell you stories of my grandma screaming in Yiddish at my aunts and slamming doors. And yeah, that's a stereotype. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I saw it.
Yeah. No.
And we break the cycle as we get down, and I don't yell as much as my grandparents did. But do you know what I'm saying?
It's a personality trait. It doesn't have to be a negative quality.
My family's loud like yours. I get it. We joke about, oh, my family's Hispanic. We're always playing music. Yeah, these are stereotypes, right?
It
doesn't mean that everybody is doing that.
If it's a part of your experience, though.
That's fair.
And Anastasia, if she is Latina, I know she knows some people in her family that are loud and crazy and wild. And if she took offense to it, we apologize.
Yeah.
I feel like she felt like we were talking about her.
Yeah.
And came to the defense.
She doesn't like the narrative of the fiery Latina, she said.
Personal experience, maybe? I don't know.
Did somebody call her fiery Latina?
In a negative way.
She had great points, though. I do want you to know, Anastasia, you're right. You shouldn't yell. Anxiety does come from yelling at kids. Like, I got it myself.
Sure. I've never taken fiery as negative, though. So.
Same.
Yeah.
It means you have a backbone, which I respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Oh, today? I'm ready.
It actually has to do with Black Friday.
Say less.
Which is a week from today.
Let's do it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, DZ and I already said we'll be shopping online like we always do.
Facts, though. Man, don't miss me with them lines.
But this is a Black Friday issue. A woman wants to know if she's the jerk for snatching a coat out of a kid's hand on Black Friday.
I think we need the story, because if not, I'm going to get judgmental.
Obviously, the first thing you think is, yeah, you're the jerk.
Right.
Who steals a coat out of a kid's hand on Black Friday? Ugh. But hear her out. What should her name be? We'll give her a name.
Let's call her Sticky.
Sticky?
Sticky Stacy.
Sticky Stacy. I love it. People love it when you give them nicknames, by the way. Like Trashy Trisha that day. Yeah. That was really funny.
Sticky Stacy.
Sticky Stacy wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk, because she said, "Dear Allie and DZ, I went out Black Friday shopping last year, and I still am not able to live down this experience. I was trying to get a coat that was on sale for my son. We don't have a lot of money, and it was very cheap, and I saw a kid who had a coat on already. A very nice coat, grabbing the coat I wanted. So I snatched it out of his hand. An argument ensued. The mom yelled at me, but I took it and left."
Uh-huh.
"To this day, we're still arguing as Black Friday comes back around. Am I the jerk for snatching a coat out of a kid's hand? I don't feel like I am. We don't have a lot of money. I worked hard for the deal."
Yeah.
"And the kid already had a coat." Signed, Sticky Stacy.
Sticky Stacy.
Right to the point.
Sweet, short, and sweet.
Not even apologizing. Saying, "I don't have a lot of money and I worked hard to go get this deal and the kid looked fine to me."
She was blunt. She said, "Listen.
Like, you need it. I needed it. Like,
my kid needed a coat. That kid had a coat."
Oh, God.
They were awkward. Out Black Friday shopping, and people got to understand how crazy it gets.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say I'm coming to the defense of this one, G.
She's like, dude, because think about it. She's in mom mode.
She's in mama bear.
I'm getting a coat for my kid. Back up. Which, but it sounds crazy when you take it from a kid.
It's a child. How old was this child, though? Right? Because were they the 6-year-old little cute kid?
Were they 12?
Were they 12?
Yeah, were they?
Were they a 14-year-old? Right?
Yeah.
Basically, almost stronger than you. These kids ain't kids no more.
Did you step up and go, "Hey, big head"? Or did you go, "Hi, little one"?
Did you? Were you approaching from behind and thought they were an adult, and then realized it was a child after you snatched the coat?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yo,
this is tough.
This is tough because, man, because
people with not a lot of money do what they gotta do when you need stuff.
Times
and you want to get your kid a nice coat, because yeah, you can go to resale stores, but you want to get a nice one for really cheap. So you're going, "Oh, it's the Black Friday. I'm going to get him a coat this year. He needs it all winter. Yep. Like, my kid's going to be freezing." Yep.
You try to make the best things happen for your children, right?
And it's hard.
Sure. You caught the deal, but you caught it at a very lost expense, man. You're bogus for snatching something out of a child's hand. Under the circumstance, no. You know what I do want to say? The other mom's the jerk. Why would you say this is a smaller child, a 9-year-old per se. Say you snatched the coat out of a 9-year-old's hand. Why did the parent on Black Friday, knowing how crazy it gets, probably send the kid into the aisle? Because they're small. Because they're nimble. Because, you're going to weave around all the crazy adults.
Yeah. Nobody will take one from a kid.
You did that to your child. The parent did that to their child. That's where I'm at. So the other parent's the jerk. I'm defending this mama bear.
Somebody said, what about the kid she snatched the jacket from? They'll probably never forget the experience of a greedy adult. They'll make more.
Life's tough. Real world problems.
Said crazy how people forget morals when money's involved.
This is true, though.
Yeah, until you got to buy a coat for your kid.
And that's also true, though.
And then in all caps, somebody said, "Sticky Stacy is ignorant."
Maybe.
They said, "Jerk, you don't know if the other mom got the coat with the good deal." Okay, 414-533-1037. Wow, the texts are going crazy. We got to take their calls and texts and voice messages next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I should have never given my phone number to our regulars because they're too funny. And they text during the show now and I lose it and I got things to do.
That's your mistake.
You guys, take it back. I want my phone number back.
She said, "Lose my number. Don't text me so funny things."
I was trying to get the phones unblocked and now they just make me laugh other ways. We're talking about if Sticky Stacy is the jerk today because she grabbed a coat out of a kid's hand on Black Friday last year. Still hasn't lived it down to this day as we get ready for Black Friday again. But she said, "I needed it. My kid didn't. I don't have a lot of money. I focused really hard on this deal. And when I saw the kid had a coat, I snatched it out."
Yeah. She didn't feel bad about it either. Unapologetic.
Nope. Well, Valerie's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
All right. Is Sticky Stacy a jerk?
She most definitely is a jerk.
Oh.
Go on.
No question.
Yeah. And I'm surprised, DZ, you agree with her. You know, if it was, first of all, if it was my kid, you're going to see a mama bear come out for sure. If you snap to my head, you can't take from someone else just because you see they have something. That's like me saying, oh, you have two cars? Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to take the other one. You know,
that's a good analogy. But like, you don't need the other one.
Hold on. You already have ownership of that vehicle. Nobody has ownership of that coat. That coat hasn't been bought. That's still in the store, ready for purchase.
Actually, Judge, if that kid.
Yeah, the ownership is it being in his hand. You know, if that's like me coming into your car and be like, well, that was the last pizza. I'm going to grab the pizza. You know, like. That was just a jerk move. It's a kid. It's not like she said, oh, he put it down for a second, then I grabbed it, you know, to snatch it out of his hand. You don't know who got him that coat. You don't know if she was trying to catch a deal for her son or her other kids.
You don't know their pockets either. What if they had just gotten that coat donated?
But hold on.
Oh, dang. Oh,
well,
dang.
Yeah, you don't know. Somebody could have handed it down for sure. I think that overall, snatching from a kid is crazy.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
You should
so
be on a game show because you are savage.
Are you
going
to let your kid freeze?
No,
exactly. But you know, there's plenty of deals on Amazon for Black Friday. There's Cyber Monday. There's so many deals out there. Well, that's not the only coat on sale on Black Friday.
How do you know?
What if that was the coat that kid wanted? Well, hear me out. What, the kids are particular about things these days. Oh, no, Mom. I want the specific Adidas, Nike, Under Armour, puffer jacket, whatever.
If
whatever.
You're freezing in the cold, beggars can't be choosers, okay?
Ooh, Valerie. Ooh.
All right,
I tried
Valerie.
To test you. You stood 10 toes, though. All right.
Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye.
She was good.
She was good.
She was quick.
Nah, she stood her ground.
I like people that are quick that call in because they can challenge the story a little.
I tried to trip her up, but nah, she stood on it.
Jessica's in Mount Pleasant. Let's go to her next. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you heard what Valerie in Milwaukee said.
Yes, and I have to agree with her. She's a jerk.
Okay, well, I ain't going to argue with you.
I mean, they snatched one coat out of a kid's hand.
Well, the other thing is she's like, oh, that kid had a coat, but you don't know their story. Maybe the parents just got divorced. Maybe mom just lost her job or dad lost his job. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it was for somebody else that was in need. I would rather, like, if someone came up to me and was like, here's my situation. I don't have the money. My child needs a coat terribly. Like, I know this is the last jacket, but you guys have it. Is there any way you'd let me buy it? And I'd be like, absolutely. You know what? Let me buy it for you.
Well, you're a good person.
Because I don't know. Like, but you don't know their situation. You know, maybe that mom would have come back and said, like, I understand. I feel for you, but I'm in the same situation and I need
it. That's the thing. She's in a bad situation, but she's not taking into account anyone else's situation. So she's going, I'm suffering and trying to get something from my kid because I'm poor or broke or whatever. But she's not thinking about, like we said, the other kid.
She's saying her situation is worse than anybody else's.
She does. That's right. And she doesn't know.
And she doesn't know.
Yeah.
I hear what you guys are saying.
There's always somebody in a worse situation than you, and there's always somebody in a better situation than you.
Well, hear it like this. She was in such a bad situation, she did snatch the coat out of kid's hand. What if that was the only option? We don't know how down bad she really was. If we're flipping it so much on the other parent.
There's so many churches and schools. I literally just dropped off 3 brand new jackets to my kid's school because they have, like, the coat collection. I know our church is doing it.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many options. I mean, post on a local Facebook page saying, here's my situation. Does anyone have a coat they're getting
rid
of? Like,
year,
I literally.
You know what? Maybe next year we'll do Kiss Coats or something.
Coats for
that
kids.
That would be awesome.
Kiss Coats for
I
kids.
Think that would be amazing.
I think it would be amazing.
Not 3Ks,
too.
though.
Ew!
It's just the alliteration, and then my brain started turning, and no.
Now
just,
I'm weirded out.
No,
forget
yeah.
It.
Yeah,
never
actually,
mind.
Actually.
We're going to spell
we'll
coat with a C.
We'll work the name out. We'll work the name out, but we like this idea.
I love it. Oh, thank you, Jessica. You have a great day.
Yeah, you guys too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
All right. Last but not least, Santino is in Sheboygan. We haven't talked to him since the birthday party incident.
Oh, snap.
On Am I the Jerk? If you know, you know. We're not going backwards, though.
Listen on the Odyssey app if you don't.
Listen back. Hi, Santino.
Yo, good morning. Let my theme music play in the background. We need a little ambiance here.
Well, Tevin Campbell's only for those that know. If they know, they know.
Why'd the lights get low?
Brent, I don't know.
How'd you control the lights with your theme song, Santino?
Santino, how did you do that?
My nickname's Teddy P.
You could just stop there, dog.
All right.
Talk to us real quick.
We already have two jerks. Are you going to say jerk as well for snatching the coat out of the kid's hands on Black Friday?
Absolutely. Mom is a jerk because... One, this is a little child. I understand your circumstances might be different. You need to find that parent and say, hey, have a dialogue. Because this day and age and the climate that we're in,
We don't.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Everybody's struggling. Everybody's hurting. And
that part.
And to take that, it's not good. And you setting off fires in stores during Black Friday because everybody's there for the deals.
Yeah.
And you just stole a deal from a kid. Mm-hmm. And now this kid going to be traumatized that some grown adult took this off their hands in the store.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, it couldn't be mine.
It could have. Hey,
no.
Well,
no, I would have snapped.
I don't disagree.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying jerk. It's a clean sweep today.
It's a sweep. That's
this
a
woman,
broom.
Nobody feels bad for this woman. They're like, you know what? You don't do it. It's the way you did it.
I feel bad for this woman.
Well, I did too until everybody pointed out that she is being super selfish right now.
Hey, being...
It's not the giving spirit.
Being down bad makes you do crazy
then
things,
she, yeah,
y'all.
Like steal. And she's not... She's stealing from a kid. She's not even... I mean...
Snatching from a kid.
Snatching, but not stealing.
Listen, we can all feel bad for people. That's okay. That's our human nature.
Yeah.
And that's something that we have. But guess what? It wasn't even a sweep. We vacuumed her up. It's a wrap.
Santino, you're a fool.
Enough said. That's the vacuum is alive now on Am I the Jerk. Good analogy. I love it.
Oh, we're stealing that one.
Big
credit
time.
Santino.
Big time.
Right.
Love you, Santino. We'll talk to you later.
Love y'all too.
Love, later. Man. Peace.
Shout out to Santino's wife, by the way. She was at his birthday party. I feel like she gets no love. Like, we forget it. We talk to him and the kids. His wife listens.
All the love she pours into him, he shows us
he
on
shares
there.
With
you
us.
Know,
that's fair.
That's what we see.
Yeah. All right. So, that's it. Jerk.
Sweep. Excuse me. Vacuum.
Vacuum. That's a great. I love that. Vacuumed. Okay, you ready to give away these Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets? Because not only do we have these, then after that, a big update on dumpster fire dating. And then the update on the guy who faked his own death in Watertown. They found that guy.
Oh, yeah, and.
They found him.
That's right.
Wait, what else did I forget?
No, that was it.
Is that all of it?
I mean, the show is busy regardless. We're not done, but yeah, that's...
First things first.
First things first.
Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets coming to Wrigley Field next May. Going to be such a good show. 414-533-1037. Caller 35. Good luck. Don't worry. If you don't win these right now, I have a surprise. There might be another chance for you to win Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets. Hold on, though. I'll tell you in 1 second. I promise. Vanessa's in Milwaukee, though. Let's pull her up. Hi, Vanessa.
Morning.
Hi.
Well, this is our last pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Wrigley Field next May.
How bad would you want
them? Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
No. That doesn't mean you got them. We're asking how bad would you want them?
Yes. Talk to us.
Okay.
Vanessa, you didn't get the question. I said,
She's
how
like,
bad do you want these tickets?
Do you want them?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I want them super duper, like... Super duper bad.
She's like, why would you take all my info and then tell me I didn't win them? What the hell's going on?
I know. It's like giving a kid a candy and taking it back.
Jokes.
We snatched it like the coat and we.
Take the coat back.
You can
here
have
it is.
The coat back, honey. Here you go. You're going to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Wrigley. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And not only I was lying when I said it's the last pair. It's kind of the last pair because we have... more to win. Woo. We have a winning weekend at Kiss FM starting at noon today.
Yeah.
On our website, you can go enter to win this weekend. We're going to have more Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets. It's noon today through midnight Sunday. You can enter to win at 1037kissfm.com. Good luck.
Vanessa got the last pair on air.
On the air.
On air.
Yes.
Done. Hey.
Girl, you got her done.
Wepa.
You got her done. All right. Congratulations. Have a great day and somebody will be in touch, Vanessa. Okay?
Thank you.
You're
love
welcome.
Love you back. Bye.
They know we love it when they say love you at the end. Love you too.
Fills my heart.
Fills my heart too. Okay. So, dumpster fire dating.
Yes.
Got a big update. Everything moves fast on Friday. You know the show, you know how it goes. We keep it moving. Dumpster fire dating, I have a big update if you were listening last week. You ready?
I'm ready.
And then we're going to talk about the kayaker because they found him, the one who faked his own death. I can't. Dude. Okay, let's get into dumpster fire.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
All right. Where were we? Okay.
Back
a week ago.
Wait, let me get a sip of tea. Hold on.
Get your
tea. Let me sip my tea.
Thank you. So a week ago, Yeah, sip. I actually need to sip mine. A week ago, I told on the air for Dumpster Fire.
So you were saying that this this one guy randomly?
The guy that I dated last November for a week and a half.
Hit you up again.
Hit me up. This was the guy we went out to dinner, and then he wanted to go to the movies and I didn't. And
right.
He wasn't listening, and I got annoyed. I'm like, this guy's just like me. He just talks. He doesn't listen. Blah, 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 blah.
You felt like y'all were too similar.
We were very similar. Right. You know, he's very blunt, impulsive.
I recall.
Yeah. So we dated for a week and a half. I felt like he was a little too reactive for me.
Right.
Not just because I'm reactive. And it wasn't vibing.
I think we decided, that wasn't a good moment for you right
but
now.
But I was in a bad spot because I had just gotten my heart broken in the summer.
You also said
so
that.
So I was upset. So I was also kind of in a weird spot. And when I said I don't want to see him again, I never went back.
But he seemed like a very mature individual in how you spoke about him. Mm-hmm. Right?
Because remember I told you that when it happened last year, in fact, let me pull up the messages. When all this happened, he was like, let me know if we can fix these problems, whatever you're upset about, let me know if this is fixable or you want to move on.
Is this washed or can we clean it?
Which feels like a very mature thing to say.
And I
couldn't receive it though, because I was...
You were not in a good place.
I was not in a good place. And so I never responded.
You said, this is washed.
I ghosted him and that was it. And we were done. And so 2 weeks later, last November, after I said we're done, I was out drinking in my feelings and I texted him and I said, hey.
Hey, big head.
But he wasn't the only one I texted because I was in my feelings, right? So I was looking for attention, right?
Okay.
I'm keeping it real. So this was not a good moment. So he never responded, obviously.
Wait, you bootied him?
I bootied him weeks later.
Okay,
yeah, of course. And then he didn't respond and I moved on with my life.
Oh, so, no call on the... Oh, booty, but, no call.
So then when he texted me like 2 weeks ago, remember? I said, out of nowhere, I heard from this guy.
And he randomly said, hey.
I said, hey. So we talked about it, and you even asked me last week, well, would you consider like talking to this guy again? I'm like, yeah, sure. Maybe I was just in a bad spot.
Right. And nothing seemed wrong.
Maybe I should try it again with this guy.
Yeah.
If he's still single and I'm still single.
Yeah.
And so I texted him back after the show last week.
You didn't tell me on purpose, did you? I knew you didn't.
I was waiting for Dumpster Fire. Uh-huh. So I wrote him and I was like, hey, I talked about you today on the air. And he's like, what?
Oh, he replied to that, huh?
He's like, you did? I'm like, yeah, I was just talking about how random it was that I heard from you. He's like, let me go listen. So 20 minutes later,
he listens back on the Odyssey app.
He went and listened back to the show, however he listens. And then he texted me. He's like, hold on. I'm like, what? He's like, you forgot part of the story.
Called you out.
And I go, no, I didn't. And he goes, you forgot the part where you sent me the hey at 2 a.m. I go, but that was a year ago. So like, that wasn't relevant in the story. And I said I wasn't trying to make it look like you were reaching out to me. And he goes, I bootied your booty. That's what he said. He goes, I booty called your booty call.
Booty.
But it was a year later. And so then I wondered, did he not realize I sent that a year ago? Did he think it was this November or
he
something?
Just got it. He just got that text.
He just get the text.
No. Okay. I think I hear what happened.
But
there's more.
Then I said, DZ had a lot to say about it. And we were talking about if it was just a booty call, if you were thinking about me.
Because
you said, well, he's still thinking Maybe about you still... a year later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, no, there was nothing to it.
Oh, it was just a booty.
And I appreciated that he was honest with me.
Yeah, not gassing you up and be like...
Most people wouldn't.
Rub's head. Yeah, girl, I've been thinking about you all day.
I actually respected it. I was like, dude, hell yeah, you're keeping it real.
Y'all really are similar.
Because
y'all really are similar.
Was I kidding?
He said no. I wasn't thinking about you at all.
It's so me. I'm like, no. I needed booty, and I moved on with my life.
It was an intrusive thought, and I remembered you were a person.
This is what he wrote. I'm looking back at our text now. He said, "I bootied your booties all. Can't help you didn't mention your booty text."
Ah, so he was salty that you didn't call yourself out for bootying him
and
first.
And I said on the air, and I said, well, I just thought it was a year ago and I didn't want to go backwards telling the story.
I guess we went all the way back to the beginning,
and
though.
Then he said, it's all good. I enjoyed the listen. But he said, I appreciate the understanding of both sides and not just ragging on me. But I didn't think he was a bad dude.
Not at all.
I just think I wasn't in a place and we weren't necessary. I think he's a little too much. I think we would be too much together.
Yeah,
and I don't think I've ever met someone I could say that about. We'd be too much together.
You guys would be too much together.
Too much.
That's the strongest statement right there.
We'd be funny, but we would be too much. Does that make sense?
Well, now that makes me think that maybe you need too much. Well, no, with your type of energy, maybe you need somebody that can match that.
Until he gets me mad.
Well, I mean, we're going to always find somebody or some way to get upset at something for somebody.
Look,
or somebody for something.
We talked last Friday after the show.
When's the date?
We are not having a date.
Boo.
He said it was very cordial. He said, I bootied your booty.
And that
was all. And then at the end, he actually did say, I hope you meet someone great. You really deserve it. And I was like, you too.
That's cool.
And that was the end.
So you guys are not going to date?
No, I don't. I mean, it's not like I'm not saying I won't send a booty call if I need one once in a while.
So you heard it here first. Allie and this guy without a name might get married.
In a week. Okay, DZ. I actually appreciate the bow on this one because, you know, I joke, but I am getting ready to have surgery, and I appreciate wrapping up all the dudes on the roster. I'm wrapping up the roster so we can start fresh in 25.
Feel like you're clearing up cap space?
Kind of. I'm clearing up space in my mind, that's all. So,
okay,
so
touche.
That's the update on Dumpster Fire. What do you think about that now that you've heard what he said? Do you think I screwed him by not telling the part about sending that text a year ago?
I don't think you screwed him, but I do think, I guess that was relevant enough to say that I had also, because thinking you did go, you did go all the way back to like the first date.
True.
Right? So then,
true, that
if we're going in chronological order, that should have been somewhere in there. That should have been somewhere in there.
Pearls. Am I fixing the information? Is that what you're saying?
I'm on no name side on this one.
Well,
yeah,
honestly,
you fixed the game.
I made it sound like he wants me more than I want him.
Yep. He bootied your booty. You bootied him first. Booty.
He's like, don't say I bootied you. You bootied me.
You the booty head. He was just booty head too.
You know what? It's fair. And I actually thought it was really funny that he said that. So somebody said, DZ, I was thinking the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Boo.
Boo. You should have given him a chance.
But somebody else said, what did Megan in Milwaukee said? She said, you need someone who's go with the flow so that he can handle your energy.
Allie says she ain't gonna like that as soon as the energy is too much.
Most people can't handle my energy. Somebody said the UPS guy is jealous now. We've let go of the UPS guy.
You know that's the UPS guy texting.
I guarantee it. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I'm gonna wrap it up with these texts. With these texts quick. Whoever texted in, you did literally screw him. You guys?
No. Whoa. Okay. Wait a second.
I didn't screw him over.
Over. Screwed him. Over. There's an extension to the rest of that sentence y'all aren't catching. Over.
You guys are so funny, your text. All right. Thank you for texting. We're going to move on. This is a wrap on Dumpster Fire. Just wanted to clear up that from last week and show that I will tell you what they say.
Yeah.
If they want a voice, they can have one.
That's right. If you feel like you've been wronged in the way Allie told your Dumpster Fire, hit us up. Leave us a voice note.
Somebody said you sending out the booty message definitely changes things.
Yeah.
I thought because it was a year ago. You're right. Fine.
No,
I owned it. You guys, I did it a year ago. Fine. And then they said, Allie, what happened to the guy you went on a date with that you knew through the friends, the divorced one? Okay, if you missed the tall, dark, and handsome, we went on two dates, and that was it. I was underwhelmed.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I said he's a great guy for somebody, but I think he's still got some healing to do.
And that's that for Dumpster Fire dating.
That's it. We're talking about the kayaker who faked his own death next.
What? Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't fake his own death. We know he's alive.
It was an inflatable? Bro, so many details are coming out
dude,
now.
The details?
The e-bike? What?
The e-bike was crazy.
We got to talk.
Oh, I can't wait. It's coming up next. Dude.
Dog.
Dude.
Bruh.
I mean. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Normally, Dumpster Fire is the highlight of Friday. Screw that. I've been dying to talk about this.
This is a whole nother Dumpster Fire, though, it's technically an extension.
Okay, so we talked about it earlier this week, was it, on the show? The kayaker who tried to fake his own death in Watertown and didn't work?
I think it might.
I don't know when it was.
This week or last week, but
we talked about it.
Yeah.
They all run together the weeks.
Really
but
don't.
We talked about it. We went off right around this time on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were listening, you might have heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling this story for those that didn't know, there was this guy who's 45 in Watertown, has a wife and three kids, and they basically realized, they came to the conclusion he was trying to fake his own death because they searched for him for 45 days after he went, or 54 or something.
Something crazy.
We went missing kayaking in Green Lake, Wisconsin. And then they started searching the lake, and they're like, this guy's not in the lake. Come to find out, the guy had overturned the kayak. He was in Uzbekistan, where he had been communicating with a woman, had gone through all these links, like gotten a new passport, gone through through. We finally found out he had gone through Canada. So they're like, this guy isn't dead.
Man, he hopped on. Now it's coming out that he hopped on an e-bike, rode through the night to Madison.
Dude.
Then from Madison, hit it to Detroit.
Let me tell you. I'm going to break it down for everybody because it's so jacked up. They found him. This is the update. They found him.
Eastern Europe, right?
He's alive. I don't know if they know the exact location, but they got a video from him, mm-hmm. which I watched yesterday. It's real dumb. It's like 3 seconds. He's like, I'm alive. This is my apartment.
I'm in my apartment.
Okay. And I went off on the air about how bad I feel for his family because this is a local family.
Mm-hmm.
These kids miss their father.
Yeah.
This guy left his family and put them through all this trauma. Like, I'm mad. And so I was trying not to be too crazy on the air because he's going to have to come back.
Obviously.
And his kids, it's going to be awkward.
Face reality.
Here's what happened. You ready for the whole story broken down on how he faked his own death?
Break it down from what we know because it's still an open investigation.
This is according to what he told deputies, okay? He stashed an e-bike near the boat launch.
Mm-hmm.
He then paddled a kayak out onto Green Lake with an inflatable child-sized boat.
Mm-hmm.
He then overturned the kayak, dumped his phone in the lake, paddled the inflatable boat to shore. This is all according to the sheriff. He then rode the e-bike through the night to Madison. He got on a bus to Detroit. From Detroit, he went to the Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, he continued on the bus to an airport where he got on a plane.
And then we lost him. Until he turns up in his apartment. Okay, alive in Uzbekistan, but Eastern Europe for sure.
They couldn't find the body. That's why they knew something was wrong. Because they searched this lake so much, they went, this guy is not in here. And that's when they started investigating. He had wiped his hard drive the day before. He had taken out a life insurance policy in January.
Really?
This guy must feel so stupid.
No, he doesn't. I can almost guarantee
you. How embarrassing.
He sent a video.
Where's the Uzbekistan lady in all this? I have so many questions.
They were able to contact him through some English-speaking Russian woman or some crazy thing like that, man. This is wild.
They said that the sheriff said he does not think a warrant will be needed if this guy, Ryan Borgwart, decides to cooperate and return home soon. So they're saying you need to come back to Watertown. And
or they're going to go get him.
I don't know what the charges are. They said there's a couple things because he's used community resources. They use tons of money.
Insurance fraud.
Insurance fraud alone for the life insurance.
For the life insurance,
but nobody claimed it because he wasn't dead.
Right.
They said, we're expressing the importance of his decision to return home to clean up the mess that he has created. Well, that's right, Sheriff.
The wildest part about this is that I did a little research after we first talked about this.
Yeah, what do you think now?
And it's technically not illegal to fake your own death.
Because you're just running away.
You're just disappearing.
You're just giving up, yeah.
You're a lost person, right?
Interesting, yeah.
Right?
That makes sense.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
To fake your own death, in quotations.
Or to run away, and if you're an adult.
Right.
It's not illegal, yes.
To abandon, it's not illegal.
Unfortunately, yeah.
What is illegal is some of the actions that come in between that. The insurances, the, submerging of information and
lying and using resources.
Evidence. Yeah. Lying and using resources. Because all of these things now, you can layer it on to where you've tampered with different things. Yeah, so mm-hmm. though what he did isn't technically illegal, the actions that he took to get there were.
They said, we're trying to pull at his heartstrings. We're not going to give up. We want to continue because he needs to come home with his kids. No kidding.
Oh, so that's why the sheriff was like, wouldn't it be nice for him and his kids to be together on Christmas?
There is more in this article. It says they plan to charge him with obstruction of justice, mm-hmm. seek restitution of roughly $35,000 to $40,000. He said he could not discuss possible federal charges that this guy may face. So this guy in Watertown tried to fake his own death by overturning a kayak, and the lengths he went to do this is crazy, and it's so messed up. And I was reading the comments on Facebook because I couldn't resist. And I want to remind everybody this is a local family, so be gentle and don't laugh. This isn't funny because there are kids involved here who want their dad back and a woman.
Honestly, laugh if you want, but understand the severity of the situation.
These are real people. So I'm reading the comments mm-hmm. on Facebook and I see this one comment that triggered me.
Mm-hmm.
And it said something like, imagine how bad his life had to be for him to... And I went, I've heard that from people who've left their families. I go, oh, hell no. I go, imagine how bad your coping skills and your communication skills are, and your emotional maturity. Imagine how bad that's what the comment should have said. Imagine how much help you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not putting this on the wife and kids.
No.
Hell Hell no.
He's the one that left.
That pissed me off when I saw that comment.
Whatever
I was
the
like,
circumstance.
Get out of here with that. He could have handled everything differently.
Bro, hating yourself, your life, hating.
I'm not feeling sorry for him. He needs help.
The marital status, it doesn't matter, man. You could figure things out. Whether it's divorce, leaving, separation, this man faked his own death to get away. And that was part of the ha-ha. Imagine how bad is. Imagine how crazy the wife must have been. That's bogus.
That's
that
bogus.
Is bogus.
Imagine how unwilling he is to use his
brain
to communicate with people.
And he's clearly smart enough to be able to fake his own death and kind of get away with
it. That's what I'm saying. So calculated. Yet it would have taken one or three conversations.
This is,
you know?
Just sad,
it's
man.
Sad. It's
I don't
sad.
Think this guy. I don't think this guy's coming back. To be completely honest with you,
he has to. How could you not?
I don't think he is.
Somebody said, think about it. Would you really want him coming back afterwards? You want to be with somebody who had to do all that to not be with you? No, I wouldn't. But you're also remembering, as someone who's been through a divorce, there is a period where you just want your family together.
Bruh.
So I'm telling you, like,
you can reestablish new family. That's one thing we've discussed. And I'm sorry, he clearly was down bad enough to fake his own death. Is that somebody, that broken individual, is that somebody you want back inside the home to force him to come back? Because that's what you're doing.
Well, and I still have more questions. Like, what's going on? He's in an apartment? Like, what?
I honestly, my only question is, why is this guy still in the news?
So listen to this. Bella in Kenosha texted in. She said, exactly, Allie. Imagine if he would have put all that energy into getting himself help.
Yeah, yeah.
That
alone.
Gosh. All right. Well, that's the update on the missing kayaker. Sorry. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Have you decorated for Christmas yet?
Don't look at me like that.
Okay. Yes. Same. In fact, I walked past my tree 5 times in the basement. Every time.
Oh, that's right. You got a fake tree.
Hell yeah. Come on. I'm a Jew. I didn't even have a tree till I was 30 because
right.
my ex-husband.
Christmas is different.
Yeah, it's different. We did Hanukkah growing up, but now I do it for my kids, and I like the lights. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it's pretty. It's fun.
So
it's
pretty.
Festive.
I walked past that Christmas tree 5 times doing laundry, and I still didn't drag it up the stairs. I went, nope. Jinx.
Not this week.
Nope.
Not today.
Nope. And even though I want the ambiance, even with the snow, I'm like, no. But did you see that what's going viral, this mom who won't let her kids touch the tree?
What do you mean? No, I don't think I've seen this.
You know, the mom who's think she does it better, so she does not want the kids decorating. So
the mom to us that's OCD and maybe a little controlling?
Correct. There you go, controlling. DZ, my first question is, as someone who didn't grow up decorating the tree, I mean, I don't even know how to put lights on my house. People laugh, but I'm like, no, really.
You really don't?
I mean, I can figure it out.
I was going to say, like...
But I never did it growing up.
Right.
So when it was time and I owned a house, I went, what the hell do I know about putting up Christmas lights? I just winged it and it looked, you know,
I'll
crazy.
String them up somehow.
But I don't know what it's like for families. Is this a big traditional thing? Christmas was another day for me. I don't know how else to explain it to you.
No, I hear what you're going.
We went to the movies and ate Chinese food, just like the stereotypical Christmas story. I mean, we literally did that every year. And so I'm just wondering.
Is decorating a part of tradition for a lot of people? Yes.
What happens?
100%. I remember growing up.
Is it a thing?
So we still not.
I know it sounds stupid, but I'm trying to show you other people. Not everybody lives like everybody else, you know? This is a real question.
I shouldn't say obviously, but being Colombian, we celebrate Christmas, and Christmas is actually a huge deal.
It's huge for most Americans. I mean, it's a religious holiday that's been made a national holiday.
Well, but me being Colombian, though, is what I'm saying, like, because Colombia does it different. I'm talking about basically the whole month of December, nobody's working.
What?
Like, we're on a different calendar in Colombia, and people are just off.
I'm in.
People are decorating, people are partying, people are bouncing from house to house, eating all the time. Yeah, no, Christmas, Navidad, yeah, it's a big deal. So coming to this country, it modified a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, we weren't near family, but we still kept the tradition of let's decorate, you know, put stuff out. My mom was really good at doing that kind of stuff. And it was basically our job. Mm-hmm. We would put the tree up. We would decorate it however we wanted. It was our thing. It wasn't my mom doing it, even though she would like to put things in certain places. It was our fun.
Did you go out and cut one down and everything?
Oh, no. We had a fake tree.
Okay,
yeah,
you did.
We did 1 year of a real tree, and my mom saw the pine needles and went, yeah, never again.
Well, we'll have the fake or real when we get back from Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We'll have that debate for sure.
Because
people love to get mad at my fake tree, but I don't care.
I'm not hating on anybody with the fake tree, but
no, it's easy. easier?
Not so much.
No?
I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, who am I to say what's easier? But I was curious what the traditions are because my friend Shelly, even this weekend, was like, oh, I can't do anything Sunday night. Or my daughter and her boyfriend are coming over to decorate the tree with us. Like, it's a whole thing. Like, people set aside the whole day.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm busy decorating the tree.
We're
like,
making hot cocoa. We're throwing cookies, on a Christmas story. We're baking cookies and we're decorating the house. That's a whole thing for people.
I remember making sugar cookies with the boys, you know, because that's another thing. But okay, so how do we feel about not letting the kids touch the tree like this mom, though?
I think that's sacrilegious. No, for real, bro. Like, yeah. I think that's a part of the whole experience.
Is she taking away from it for the kids by not letting them touch the tree and decorate it?
I remember because these kids, I guarantee you, if the teacher's teaching and doing fun stuff around this time, they're making ornaments. They're putting up little noodle art. They're making a bunch of little things that the kids are going to bring home and want to put.
I have some on my tree.
My mom would decorate the tree with things from year after year, you know, and set the decorations out and go, you put them where you want, because it was our tree. The presents under that tree were for us. It was a family thing.
Yep.
This mom is going, hey, no, I'll do it.
I want to do it. Don't do it. Let me do it.
I got the garland.
God,
man, I just think, sure, maybe this is her favorite holiday. Maybe she really enjoys the art of decoration and has got this artistic vision. But why are you taking that from your children?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
The kids are the ones playing with the ornaments, touching them anyway.
Yeah, it seems a little wild. It's because I get it. It's like how we tell our kids to clean their room and then we come behind them and clean it after them.
Clean it the right way.
Because they sucked at it. But I just didn't do enough Christmas to know how we should feel about this. So I was curious. Let's ask the listeners.
Let's do it. Yeah, because I don't know why it matters to this mom this much.
Yeah.
It's bothering me. It's genuinely bothering
me. It's going viral because people are mad she won't let her kids decorate the tree with her.
What's her point?
414-533-1037. It's controlling everything and making it look the way you want, and they're going to mess it up.
I got to see this video, man. Ooh, I want to run to the comment section because I know they're blowing her up.
We'll talk to you next. Somebody texted in, I just want to scream at her. It's not about you.
Same girl, same.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. So we're talking about this mom.
Kelly in Sussex said, my mom never let us touch the tree. I always let my son help because I missed out on it.
Funny. That's funny.
And then somebody else said, she's in it for the aesthetics and family time, and not the family time and togetherness.
Yeah. So we're talking about this mom that's going viral for saying that she's not letting her kids decorate the tree. That's her job. Her job.
Let's go to the phones and see if everyone else is going to let their kids decorate the tree. You know what? I'm going to start with Monique in Milwaukee. We'll start with her first. Hi, Monique.
Hello.
Good morning.
Do you let the kids decorate the tree?
Yes, of course. It's for them to decorate the tree. The lights, the shiny things.
Everything.
It's just a tradition. It's for them, really. Christmas is really for my kids. So them not participating in decorations is like, come on now. What are you doing? Your childhood is up.
Right?
Can they not open their own presents either?
Oh,
are you
dude.
The one opening
exactly.
the
Good on. Point. Somebody texted in and said, the mom is ruining Christmas for her kids. Yo, come on, lady. Get them their own tree or something. Jeez.
When these kids grow up and don't care for decorating for trees, for Christmas, for nothing, for the holiday even, you're going to wonder why. Well, because you took it from them.
Exactly.
And then what they going to do to their grandkids? Don't touch the tree. You know, your grandkids, they kids, when
you
they
know
have
what?
Kids.
Monique, we got to break the cycle. Break the cycle. You got to let the kids touch
break
the tree.
Break the cycle.
You know what? My new cause is letting kids decorate the Christmas tree.
Is this our hill?
This is our hill. We're going to die on it. All right. Thanks, Monique.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Yep.
Bye.
Have a good day. Somebody texted in and said, we have two trees, mine and the kids. There's this woman who went viral, if you missed it, for not letting her kids decorate the tree or touch it. And it's going viral because it's making people angry for, as you hear, what people are saying.
And
you know?
I do understand why, if you have a theme, some people really go all out. It's like, this theme is gold. This next year is going
to
be red.
Nobody wants to be in that house, though, at Christmas. It's like the house you can't sit on the couch.
Yep, looks great for pictures, but that's it.
Exactly.
And then those are the people that, you need a second tree, because if you are that controlling and need to control the narrative and the aesthetic, you got to have the kids have some fun.
Totally.
Let them have some fun. Break the cycle.
Break the cycle. Let them decorate the tree. All right. Man. Ashley is in Racine. Let's go to her. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Morning. We good.
We're good.
So I've been on the fence. I grew up being able to kind of decorate my tree. So when I got older, when I started having kids, I took advantage to
do the tree how I wanted to.
Okay.
You know, because I like the organization of the QC and the switching of the colors. But,
sure.
My oldest is now 19. My youngest is 6. I've been through many stages through this. And ultimately, it's always just the kids have their fun. And it's a great time for me to either just sit back and be involved while still relaxing after doing everything that we do already and seeing them enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I don't care how it looks anymore. They deserve to have fun. Christmas is about them.
Yeah.
And if I really want to go with the theme, then okay, we'd do a separate tree. Like nothing big or crazy. Like they'll do like something that's attached to the wall because we also have pets, so we have to limit what we're all doing.
Well, and you know what? Hold on, though. There's two types of houses too when you have kids. There's like our house where there's dishes in the sink. There's toys everywhere. We need to vacuum. You might, you know, the baby might get a hair in their mouth if we don't.
Maybe. We got pets. Did you not hear her say we got pets?
Right, but then you have the mom on who's goes viral and her house is spectacular,
spotless.
But the kids hate their life and can't touch anything. It's my sister Jenny, actually, as I'm thinking about it. She was the one who never wanted toys in the house. I'm like, boring.
You hush up. Baby Preston is perfectly clean 24/7.
Thank you.
No diss on anybody's baby's name, Preston. No diss on any Preston's out there.
I have friends on both sides.
I got one
of my best friends. Their mom was extremely organized, can't touch nothing, so obviously she's more on the let the kids do a little bit more. It's all, people always do the opposite, but at the end, you either compromise or you do what's best for the kids, which is enjoying the time and letting them experience this.
And can we be real? Depending on how young these kids are, they're touching the tree anyway.
Right. You can't get them off of it, dude. It's a nightmare.
I have more of a problem. I want to take over doing the tree when I have to deal with them fighting over who's doing what ornament or what job.
And
I have four kids, so I want to do this. I want to do that.
You know what,
Ashley? Mom's doing it.
You're right. Now you're giving reasons not to let them do it, though, so slow down.
Now you're defending. Hold on.
That's why I'm like, I just kind of sit back and then, like, put out, okay, these are for you
fight,
to do.
Fight,
you just have
fight.
To assign it. A sign.
No, I'm with Ashley. Yeah. She broke the cycle.
Yeah, Ashley, thank you for calling. It was great.
Of course.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Have a good day, guys.
Somebody texted in. I love it when you sign your name. Sign your name, you guys. They said she has all the time in the world to decorate when the kids are grown. This should have been Is She the Jerk? It could have been Is She the Jerk. It still can be.
It still can be, y'all. Don't y'all worry.
Don't get crazy. Julian Oak Creek texted in, said, does she sterilize her children if they fall in the mud or play in the mud?
I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to have to go with yes.
All right, Carissa's calling. Where's Carissa? Oh, shoot.
Racine. Racine's hot today. Whippa!
Damn, Racine is hot. Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Morning.
Morning.
You let the kids decorate?
So I'm on team. Please, kids, decorate. I do too much.
There we go.
I'll sit back with my eggnog. And honestly, as we get older, do you guys notice yourself, like, I can't fully remember my memories anymore.
Oh,
like,
yeah, big time. Well, DZ's not old enough yet. Give it time.
Well, I'm not much older than DZ. I'm only 35, but still, I'm like,
that 4 years in your 30s can kill you, let me tell you.
Especially with kids, huh?
The kids will make you forget everything.
The kids is what do it.
But where were we? Go on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, smells and just little, like, those moments really do matter when you get to be an adult and like you can't go back and like reform those memories for them. So break that cycle.
Break the cycle.
Let the kids
do. Break that cycle.
You know what?
Love it.
I'm applying for an LLC, a nonprofit, 501c for break the cycle and not letting kids decorate the Christmas tree.
Yes. Trademark.
Break the Christmas cycle.
That's hysterical. Hey, thanks for calling, Carissa.
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
You too, bye.
Look at what Lindsay and Grafton just texted in. She said, we have 10 trees. Yes, 10. Range from small to big. I have one tree that I want to decorate and look extra pretty. The rest, the kids get to decorate however they want.
They remind me of a dear friend of ours.
Really?
You know who I'm talking about. They have Christmas trees up year round. They've got probably like 20 trees. No lie.
And you know who else? I have people who never take their Christmas lights down for the full year. You just triggered that thought.
Honestly, with the way lights are now, the little LEDs, I'm thinking of putting year-round lights up too.
Well, I have lights around my banister on my staircase that we never change. They never move.
Why not?
I put them up for Christmas white lights one year and they stayed.
Allie, look these lights up. They're called Govee lights. Hashtag not an ad. G-O-V-E-E. They got outdoor lights. Govee outdoor lights. It's basically strip lights. You could program them. They come with an app.
Wait. Bruh, talked about this on the show, this maybe. You guys have told me about this before.
This is my next move. Oh, yeah. Both of our next buys. I'll even put them up for you, Allie. I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Because I literally have no idea what I'm doing.
I know how to do it. I know. I've done it 1,000 times.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. Okay. I'm looking them up right now. Let's go to Amanda and Racine. Last but not least, we're talking about the mom who went viral for not letting her kids touch the Christmas tree or decorate it. Amanda. Well, I'd like to know if you let your kids decorate, but now I'm busy looking at Govee lights. So talk amongst yourselves, and I'll be over here.
Amanda, good morning. Allie's now shopping.
You letting the kids? I'm Racine, but still, you know.
Well, you're the bestest in Racine, regardless. Queen Racine in the house.
Yes.
No, talk to us. Well, these princes and princesses decorating the tree or not?
Yes and no. I'm all about them doing it to a point. Before this phone call, Savannah literally was playing with her toy kitchen and pushed it on top of herself. And while we were both laughing, we thought it was hilarious. I don't know about that happening with a Christmas
with tree,
how that would go.
They get a little.
We might not
too,
be laughing.
They get too comfortable. They get a little aggressive. They start pulling on the tree. Ooh, Amanda.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Good point.
I'm sorry. I was shopping. What'd she say?
She said she does, but she doesn't.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. No, Amanda, I'm sorry. I love you. I was just reading a text that said, we'll miss y'all next week. Who said DZ's? The show's on next week.
Y'all assuming I'm not going to be here?
Just because I'm leaving. The show continues.
Let me find out I could be on vacation, too. What?
Well, you can, but this weirdo chose to come.
Again?
No, sorry.